Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass. Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries, Season 2, Episode 10. Welcome to the final episode in this season of the Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries. This is the season, or the podcast, which will help you do some virtual travelling while it's perhaps not quite as easy to do some real travelling at the moment. Io sono Mark e sono qui con Francesca. Ciao Francesca!
Ciao Mark, sono contenta di essere di nuovo qui, però mi dispiace, è l'ultima puntata dei nostri Travel Diaries Season 2.
Sì, io sono un po' triste, devo dire.
Sì, però speriamo, come abbiamo detto molte volte, di avere offerto una sorta di ispirazione per il prossimo viaggio in Italia dei nostri ascoltatori.
Esatto. We hope that this has given you some inspiration for your next trip, and it's certainly given me lots of places to add to my ever-growing list. We're doing Coffee Break French and German and Spanish travel diaries too, and I have to say my list is getting very long for when we can travel again. Looking forward to it.
Sì, infatti, e non ci ho mai pensato di dire, Mark, che nel 2026, proprio a Cortina, insieme a Milano, ci saranno le Olimpiadi invernali, quindi se i nostri ascoltatori sono appassionati di sci e sport invernali, sicuramente è qualcosa da mettere nei propri diari, nei propri calendari.
Esatto, so there you go. 2026, the Olympic Games. The Winter Olympics will be happening in Cortina. So if you can't travel there, then at least you know that you're watching that on the TV and you already know these places from Simone and Anna's journey. Talking of which, it's their final day, so let us get straight on with the text. As ever, we'll listen to the text and then we'll go through it together and explain any tricky parts or any new bits of vocabulary and so on. And then we can listen again. Francesca, sei pronta?
Cominciamo, dai!
Questo è l'ultimo giorno della nostra settimana bianca. È stata una settimana molto intensa, ricca di emozioni. E noi non ci sentiamo ancora pronti a tornare alla routine. Per questo abbiamo deciso di vivere questo ultimo giorno fino alla fine. Oggi abbiamo visitato Trento, un'altra grande città del Trentino Alto Adige, insieme a Bolzano. Trento è una città davvero splendida. Abbiamo visto il Duomo di San Vigilio e il Castello del Buon Consiglio, ovvero l'antico borgo medievale. Passeggiare per i vicoli del castello è stato davvero come viaggiare indietro nel tempo. Nonostante tutta questa bellezza, però, la visita è stata breve, perché avevamo veramente troppo freddo. Io stavo tremando, e ormai sentivo il naso e le mani tutte ghiacciate. Così abbiamo pensato di andare subito a pranzo, per assaggiare per l'ultima volta le bontà del cibo locale: canederli in brodo, polenta, formaggi e il famoso strudel di mele. Ci voleva proprio un pranzo così per rifocillarsi, ovviamente insieme a un buon bicchiere di vino trentino. Ora, purtroppo, dobbiamo fare le valigie e tornare a casa. Sentiamo già nostalgia di questo posto ancora prima di andarcene. Grazie di tutto, Trentino Alto Adige. Ci mancherai!
Oh, Mark, quasi mi scende una lacrimuccia.
Oh, the tears are almost falling, yes. So this is the final episode, and I think while Simone and Anna are going to miss Trentino Alto Adige, we are definitely going to miss their journey too. However, we've still to go through this text, so let's go through it and talk about some of the expressions and the vocabulary used.
Ok, iniziamo allora. Questo è l'ultimo giorno della nostra settimana bianca. È stata una settimana molto intensa, ricca di emozioni, e noi non ci sentiamo ancora pronti a tornare alla routine.
Oh, a long first sentence indeed. Let's split it up. Questo è l'ultimo giorno della nostra settimana bianca. This is the final day of our white week. As we know, we've referred to this as a white week, a week of winter activities in Trentino Alto Adige. The next part?
È stata una settimana molto intensa, ricca di emozioni.
So, it has been, è stata una settimana molto intensa. It has been a very intense week, ricca di emozioni, rich in emotions, so lots of excitement.
E noi non ci sentiamo ancora pronti a tornare alla routine.
And we don't yet feel ready, no, noi non ci sentiamo ancora pronti a tornare alla routine, to return to the routine. I know that feeling well at the end of a trip, you're thinking, oh, I've got to get back to the real routine, but you're not quite ready.
È sempre un momento un po' tragico per tutti, quello, vero?
Veramente tragico.
Per questo abbiamo deciso di vivere questo ultimo giorno fino alla fine.
So for this reason, per questo, abbiamo deciso, we have decided, di vivere questo ultimo giorno, to live this last day fino alla fine, right up to the end. So we're going to experience things right to the end.
Oggi abbiamo visitato Trento, un'altra grande città del Trentino Alto Adige, insieme a Bolzano.
So, oggi abbiamo visitato Trento. Today we have visited Trento. Un'altra grande città del Trentino Alto Adige, another large town of the Trentino Alto Adige region, insieme a Bolzano, together with Bolzano.
Trento è una città davvero splendida.
So Trento is a truly splendid town.
Abbiamo visto il Duomo di San Vigilio e il Castello del Buon Consiglio, ovvero l'antico borgo medievale.
Ok, so these two places in the borgo medievale. Abbiamo visto il Duomo di San Vigilio, we've seen the Church of San Vigilio, e il Castello del Buon Consiglio, and the Castle of Good Advice, literally.
Sì, like that. Sì.
Ovvero, in other words, l'antico borgo medievale, the old medieval center of the town.
Sì. Passeggiare per i vicoli del castello è stato davvero come viaggiare indietro nel tempo.
Ok, passeggiare per i vicoli del castello, so walking through the alleys of the castle, è stato davvero come viaggiare indietro nel tempo. Was really like traveling back in time. Viaggiare indietro, backwards in time.
Nonostante tutta questa bellezza, però, la visita è stata breve, perché avevamo veramente troppo freddo.
Ok, so nonostante, despite tutta questa bellezza, però, despite all this beauty, however, la visita è stata breve, the visit was short, perché avevamo veramente troppo freddo, because we truly were too cold.
Sì, tanto per cambiare, vero? Una costante di questo viaggio. Io stavo tremando e ormai sentivo il naso e le mani tutte ghiacciate.
Okay, so io stavo tremando. I was trembling, shivering.
Shaking, yeah. Sì.
E ormai sentivo il naso, and by now I was feeling the nose, e le mani tutte ghiacciate, and I was feeling the nose and the hands all frozen. So my nose and my hands were frozen. Now, Francesca, let's sì. Talk a little about this. Le mani tutte ghiacciate.
Sì, le mani, it's a little bit of an irregular word because it's feminine, it's 100% feminine, but it looks like a masculine word. The singular is mano, ending in o, and the plural is mani, ending in e, or English I. But the articles and everything else is feminine. That's why we say la mano, le mani, and we have tutte ghiacciate, feminine plural agreements. So it's one of the those exceptions in the language, which we have to simply memorize and accept the way it is.
Okay. Now, what about the fact that sentivo il naso e le mani tutte ghiacciate? Why is it not tutti ghiacciati if we're talking about il naso as well?
Yeah, we could also say that, I suppose, but because it's closer to le mani, then we can just use the feminine plural agreement. But it would also, I would say it could be okay to say sentivo il naso e le mani tutti ghiacciati, but it clashes a little bit because it's closer to a feminine plural noun.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things about Italian, that there's so much, it depends on the way it sounds, you know, what words are added or things change a little sometimes to make things sound nice. So that's why we've got this tutte ghiacciate linked to le mani there. Okay, let's take a short break to let all that sink in, and we'll be back in just a moment to finish the rest of this text. Our Coffee Break travel diaries are being published each week from February until April 2021. However, if you can't wait for next week, why not access all 10 episodes of the series right now on the Coffee Break Academy? In addition to being able to listen to the whole series immediately, you'll also be able to use the lesson notes to increase your understanding and the video version to practice your pronunciation as you read along with the original recording. You can find all of this at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let us finish off our text. We are in Trento, and I think Simone and Anna perhaps need a little bit of a heat up.
Sì, come sempre. Così abbiamo pensato di andare subito a pranzo per assaggiare per l'ultima volta le bontà del cibo locale.
Okay, so così abbiamo pensato di andare subito a pranzo. Therefore, in this way, we thought about going straight to lunch. So they just went for lunch, perhaps a little earlier than they would have normally done so, but because they were so cold, they just needed to warm up. And why did they go for lunch? Per assaggiare per l'ultima volta, in order to taste, to experience for the last time, le bontà del cibo locale, le bontà. So that would be the goodness, the
delicacies,
yeah, of the local food. And some of these include
canederli in brodo, polenta, formaggi e il famoso strudel di mele.
Okay, so we've talked about canederli before, the little dumplings in broth. Polenta, again, we've talked about that. Formaggi, cheese. E il famoso strudel di mele, and the famous apple strudel.
Esatto, sì, che buono. Io adoro lo strudel. Lo strudel, lo attenzione, strudel, sì. S più consonante.
I remember being in Austria and visiting my friend in Austria when I was living in France, and I went up through the train in the middle of winter up all the way to Linz in Austria. And my friend met me in the station, and we got a carry-out, a takeaway apple strudel or apple strudel in Linz station. And it was the best cake I could ever have had because it was so cold and it was so warm and it was just lovely.
Che buono, guarda, per una golosona come me è musica per le mie orecchie.
Okay.
Va bene, andiamo avanti, Mark.
Sì.
Ci voleva proprio un pranzo così per rifocillarsi, ovviamente insieme a un buon bicchiere di vino trentino.
Okay, now that's a lovely word in there, rifocillarsi. Help us with this one, Francesca.
Sì, rifocillarsi, it's a verb which describes that feeling, that idea of eating and drinking, especially when you are really hungry or when you have been fasting for long, or when you're tired, when it's cold and you really need the food to give you the energy that you need. So I don't know if in English you would say refuel or revive, something like that.
Yeah, I think revive works really well. Refuel, yeah, if you've been doing some exercise or something like that. But I think to revive you after you've had such a cold walk outside, yeah, you need that food to revive yourself, something like that. Okay, so lovely word there, rifocillarsi. And this dinner, this lunch rather, ci voleva proprio un pranzo così. A meal just like this was really what was needed to refuel, to revive us. And of course, ovviamente, insieme a un buon bicchiere di vino Trentino. And of course, together with a good glass of Trentino wine.
Che buono! Ora purtroppo dobbiamo fare le valigie e tornare a casa.
Ok, purtroppo, unfortunately. Ora dobbiamo fare le valigie. We now have to, unfortunately, pack our bags, to do the luggage, literally.
Sì.
E tornare a casa and return home.
Sentiamo già nostalgia di questo posto ancora prima di andarcene.
Okay, so literally we already feel nostalgia for this place, but what he's saying is we're already missing this place ancora prima di andarcene, even before leaving it, so going away from it. Francesca, can you explain a little bit about the andarcene?
Sì, andarcene simply means to go, as in the verb andare, but there is also an alternative to andare, which is in the infinitive, andarsene. And it's a verb formed by the verb andare together with the pronoun, the reflexive pronoun, and the pronoun ne. It sounds very complicated, yeah. But when we, let's say, unpack this verb, we use andare in all possible tenses and moods. Ne remains the same. And then we have to change the pronoun si, which, because of the combination with ne, changes into me, te, se, and so on. So, for example, I think with an example it'll
yeah,
be
that
easier.
Would certainly
when you
help.
When you just want to say, okay, I'm off, I'm leaving, I'm going, me ne vado. You
Perfect.
Could also say vado, but andarsene comes across as stronger. At times it expresses some sort of annoyance, and it can also be used a little bit sadly, metaphorically, meaning to die.
Ah,
if,
okay.
If you say, oh, Giovanni purtroppo se n'è andato, it means Giovanni passed away.
Yep, okay. So me ne vado, I'm out of here, I'm off, something like that. Or as you said, Giovanni se ne è andato. So either Giovanni was out of there, he left, or, as you said, euphemistically speaking, he has passed away, or something like that.
See, you can hear this verb really very often in Italian. And also, for example, if you are not happy where you are, and for example, in a loud place and you want to go somewhere quiet and you are with your friends, you can just say, ah, andiamocene. like, oh, let's go away, let's go somewhere else. And there is also some sort of an idea of annoyance somehow. I think, Mark, I said annoyment before, but what I meant, I've just realized, sorry.
Non preoccuparti. Don't worry at all. Your English is amazing. Okay, so they are already missing the place before they've left. It's that idea of missing you already, but here they're talking about Trentino Alto Adige. That's what they're missing already before leaving, prima di andarcene.
And Simone's final line in his diary, oh, I'm getting a little emotional now, Mark. grazie di tutto, Trentino Alto Adige, ci mancherai.
Okay, so grazie di tutto, thanks for everything, Trentino Alto Adige, ci mancherai. You will be missing to us. So that's ci, to us, the indirect object pronoun, mancherai, from the verb mancare in the future tense. So we introduce an H, and it is you will be missing to us, or of course in English we would say we'll miss you.
Sì, and I think we will miss Trentino Alto Adige and our protagonisti too.
Ci mancheranno tutti.
Sì, sì, sì.
Okay, let's listen again to our final text.
Questo è l'ultimo giorno della nostra settimana bianca. È stata una settimana molto intensa, ricca di emozioni, e noi non ci sentiamo ancora pronti a tornare alla routine. Per questo abbiamo deciso di vivere questo ultimo giorno fino alla fine. Oggi abbiamo visitato Trento, un'altra grande città del Trentino Alto Adige, insieme a Bolzano. Trento è una città davvero splendida. Abbiamo visto il Duomo di San Vigilio e il Castello del Buon Consiglio, ovvero l'antico borgo medievale. Passeggiare per i vicoli del castello è stato davvero come viaggiare indietro nel tempo. Nonostante tutta questa bellezza, però, la visita è stata breve, perché avevamo veramente troppo freddo. Io stavo tremando, e ormai sentivo il naso e le mani tutte ghiacciate. Così abbiamo pensato di andare subito a pranzo, per assaggiare per l'ultima volta le bontà del cibo locale. Canederli in brodo, polenta, formaggi e il famoso strudel di mele. Ci voleva proprio un pranzo così per rifocillarsi, ovviamente insieme a un buon bicchiere di vino trentino. Ora, purtroppo, dobbiamo fare le valigie e tornare a casa. Sentiamo già nostalgia di questo posto ancora prima di andarcene. Grazie di tutto, Trentino Alto Adige. Ci mancherai!
And with that, we arrive at the end of our second season of the Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries. And we very much hope that you have enjoyed spending this week. It's been a long week in a sense. That's lasted 10 weeks if you've been listening to the podcasts. But we hope that you've enjoyed this journey as we traveled through the whole of the Trentino Alto Adige region. Francesca, have you enjoyed this one?
Sì, è stato davvero bello viaggiare con te, Mark, con Simone e Anna, ma anche con tutti i nostri ascoltatori che immagino sempre in nostra compagnia, anche se in modo virtuale. Quindi grazie a te e grazie a tutti i nostri ascoltatori, come sempre.
Certo, certo. Now, if you would like to get the text for this and the notes and also the video version, then you can head over to the Coffee Break Academy to access the full course there. And we also have the full course for Travel Diary Season 1 as well. There's actually a bundle of both of them. If you're looking to get something, you can access all of the materials for each lesson of both our Travel Diary Seasons. You can find out all about that at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And as we remind you in every episode, don't forget that you can join Simone and Anna virtually on their journey through Trentino Alto Adige by following our Instagram account. Just search for Coffee Break Languages.
That's it for this episode, and indeed for this season. We will be back with more Coffee Break Italian in the not-too-distant future. You can look forward to more content coming your way. But for now, Francesca, come sempre, grazie mille.
Grazie a te, Mark. E di nuovo grazie a tutti i nostri simpaticissimi ascoltatori. Continuate a viaggiare e soprattutto continuate a studiare l'italiano con Coffee Break Italian.
Perfetto, grazie e arrivederci.
Ciao!
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.